Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, I've got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here.
It is. It's a beautiful day. I'm so excited that summer is finally here. Lots of fun stuff going on in the community, and with that, we have a lot of family coming into town. I know I do, so that means I'm doing yard work like crazy, and I've had to make so many trips to the dump, but there's some problems going on.
You know, the landfill, I think our landfill was the last one in the state that was a free landfill, and so the county has decided to charge tippage fees now. It's $5 a load to go out there, and the problems that we've encountered from a law enforcement end is, if you're a contractor or a business, you pay a different fee for your dumpster. Contractors have to pay theirs by the ton, and it's $20 a ton. So if you're a private citizen, you have to pay $5 a load, and a contractor pays $20 a ton. If you're dumping your trash in their dumpster, they're actually paying for you. And so that's not really fair.
Right.
So we're trying to make people aware of that, and hopefully they'll write that and not continue to dump in a business dumpster or a contractor's dumpster and just take their own trash out to the landfill.
Right. You know what? Even aside from that, not necessarily dumping in dumpsters, but I live out literally in the boonies. I live out in the mountains, and I have noticed a lot of trash being dumped out in the mountains.
So over the years, it used to be years ago that our dump was open 24 hours a day. It was an open dump, and then they closed it to where it has business hours. And I've noticed since that happened that there's been times that people have dumped up in there, the Cedars up by airport. I hear up on Wood Hill there's some illegal dump sites. So I went out yesterday and had a look, and I come across three in just a short distance. So the sheriff's office is going to get very aggressive against that. We've investigated these in the past. In the past, we've made people clean up their mess plus another if we find it. And that's what we've done. But it's become a real problem up in that area. And so that we're going to start looking into it and see if we can find who's doing it. And you'll be charged if you get caught for dumping up there. And don't think that you can get away with it, because it is possible to figure out who did it. There might even be surveillance up in that area. You never know.
You never know. So. And aside from that, I mean, it's not just destroying our beautiful area. I mean, there's ATV trails going all over the place. There are bike trails. And when you're coming around a corner and there's somebody's pile of trash, I mean, it kind of ruins the experience.
It does. And I think it's what happens. I think people show up with good intentions to go to the landfill, and they find the landfill closed. And so they have a load of garbage that they need to get rid of. And so they just take it and dump it somewhere. But not the right way to handle things. I want to approach the commissioners and find out if they would put like a courtesy dumpster out front. So if people do show up after hours, we could just throw that out front. So that's my intention, to try to help with that issue. And, you know, the sheriff's office just wants to uphold the law and make sure everyone is taking care of our county.
Right.
And so that's our approach to it. And if you have any questions about why the landfill is ran the way it is, you know, feel free to contact the county commissioners. They can answer that better than I can. I don't know the reasoning behind why they went with the tippage fees, and I'm sure it's a good reason, but I don't know what it is.
Right. Well, Sheriff, are there any other items you'd like to mention this morning?
Fireworks restrictions. We have had a few fires in the county over the 4th of July in areas that were closed to fireworks. So just keep everyone aware that I know the 24th is another opportunity to shoot fireworks. Any unincorporated area in Carbon County is closed to all fireworks, ground or aerials. So that means if you don't live in Price City, Helper City, Wellington City, or East Carbon City, you're not allowed to shoot fireworks at your house. And I think that they may ban them statewide this season. I saw a little blurb about that on the news the other day, that the governor's looking at shutting the state down because of the dry conditions we're in. And the fire danger. So just want people to be aware of that. And our demolition derby for search and rescue is coming August 12th. I'm very excited. We have 26 cars signed up right now. And there's a lot of interest out there. I really think we're going to have over 40.
Wow.
So I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be one heck of a big show. So August 12th, gates open at 4. The derby should start around 6. It's going to be a good time.
Now, registration is still open. Now, the cost did go up, but you can still register a car. Just head on over to Tire King, and they will make sure to take care of you, give you all the rules.
the rules are there. There are several classes. We have the big truck class. We have the 80s and newer chain and bang class. The minis class, which is the most popular this year. The minivan, mini truck class. And the one, if you have a car that doesn't fit any of those classes, we have what they call the misfit class. So if you have a car that's a little older than an 80s or newer, or if it's been in another derby and had some work done to it or something along those lines, bring it on out and run it in the misfit class.
Right. It still works.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Exactly. Well, Sheriff, I'd like to thank you so much for stopping by the studios this morning. Is there anything else?
Nope. Have a great day.
All right. That has been another Castle Country FYI with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.